You're listening to the Mom of Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we welcome you back here to the Multipurpose Activity Center on the campus of Monmouth University. Hawks leading Navy right now by a score of 37-30 up on the scoreboard, but it should be 37-32. That's the official score up on the board. Somehow they've subtracted 2 points away from what Navy had done. So we are at 37-32 in favor of Monmouth. Let's run through some stats for you. We'll talk to Brian Meredith when he makes his way over here. Monmouth being led so far tonight by Steven Spinella. He's got 9 points to lead all scorers in the entire game. 8 points tonight for Andrew Nicholas. 7 points for Marcus Ware. So MU getting good contributions from three guys here so far this evening. 5 points for Deion Nesmith. 3 points for Gary Cox. 3 for Christian White and 2 points for Ed Waite. MU as a team shooting 14 of 31 for 45%. 5 of 14 from the outside, 4 of 7 from the free throw line, 19 total rebounds, 8 assists, 8 turnovers, 2 blocks, and 1 steal for Navy. Their night has been paced by 6 points out of Thurgood Win, 6 points, I should say, for Worth Smith, 5 for Brendan Venturini, 5 for Kendall Noor, 4 points for Tillman Dunbar, 2 points for James Lupus, 13 of 27 for 48% from the field, 2 of 9 from the outside, 4 of 5 from the line, 16 total rebounds, 9 turnovers, 8 assists, 4 blocks, and 3 steals. MU leads it 37-32 at the half. We'll step out for 60 seconds. When we come back, great interview segment with one of the best in Monmouth history on the soccer pitch, goalkeeper Brian Meredith. We'll do that after this 60-second break with MU leading by 5. We're at the half on the Shore Sports Network.
Rooney's Oceanfront Restaurant is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and features one of the area's best ocean views while you dine. Voted the best restaurant in Monmouth and Ocean Counties in 94.3 The Point's Restaurant Madness Contest, Rooney's features an eclectic menu that will satisfy any taste. Bring your ticket stub from today's game to Rooney's and receive 20% off your food bill. Visit them online at rooneysocean.com or give them a call at 732-870-1200.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
And we welcome you back here from the MAC, where Monmouth leads Navy 37-32, a basketball activity. But we'll turn our attention a little bit and talk some soccer. Monmouth has had such a great run under head coach Rob McCourt the last several years, bounced out of the NEC tournament in the semifinals this season for the first time in a long time. And a big reason why MU has been able to put together a little bit of this dynasty, the guy sitting to my right, he is former Monmouth player Brian Meredith, a great goalkeeper in his own right his last season here for MU 2010. Can you think now you've been removed from Monmouth for now 2 seasons? I mean, you still seem like you could be part of the student body here.
Yeah, I know. It's nuts kind of coming back here and seeing how everything has kind of progressed, seeing the new buildings built up and all the things that have gone on since I left.
Let's talk about what you have done since you've left. You were drafted by Seattle coming out of the Major League Soccer and had an opportunity after a couple years of kind of bouncing around a little bit. You really had an opportunity this past season. I believe it was May that you kind of got your number called and you were able to get into the game a little bit. And then you had a nice little run where you started a whole bunch of games. We'll talk about what's happened since then. But how about just working yourself into a position where middle part of the season you were basically the number one guy for the Seattle Sounders?
Yeah, so the end of May, the starter went down with an injury, and at the time I was the second, the backup, and ended up stepping in against LA, coming out with a 2-0 victory, I believe, and then he ended up staying out for about a month and a half, so I had a nice little run of getting some games.
What was it like playing against some of the guys that you did see? I mean, not only playing against some of the best in Major League Soccer, but some of those out-of-area, out-of-country teams that you were able to cycle in against as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly everything that you thought about growing up and playing soccer, everything you kind of hoped for. Definitely stepping in my first game, seeing my first shot against Landon Donovan, which is somebody I watched growing up my whole life, is a pretty big deal. So it was a great experience, and hope to improve on that next year.
Now, let's talk about the now a little bit. Most would say maybe unfortunately you were released from Seattle over the course of the last couple of weeks, but as you and I were just talking before we came back on the air, maybe not the worst thing in the world for you. Obviously, I think from, you know, what I followed and actually following you on Twitter and stuff, you really like the area, but there was a bit of a goalkeeper jam, so maybe getting out of there and having a fresh start somewhere else could be a good thing.
Yes, I mean, playing in Seattle and the city and everything, all the fans are just absolutely awesome, and it's honestly the best place in the league to play. But having there being five goalies at the end of the year and not really getting to see any time and seeing limited services in practice was tough. So, you know, I kind of prepared myself for the last month of the season to kind of start looking at other teams and looking at other situations to kind of figure out where I could go to put myself in the best situation to play next year.
Well, where is that? I mean, let everybody know exactly where it is, because I think if they read it, nobody would really know where it is.
So, you know, still everything's still in works. My agent's talking with a few teams in MLS. Waiting on word from a couple teams, a team in Sweden, a couple teams in Denmark. But right now I think it's the best opportunity, best chance would be New England out in Boston. Right now...
With
the Revolution, yes. So that looks like the strongest possibility as of right now. But again, you know, it could all change next week, 2 weeks from now, when I hear word back from these teams overseas.
When you think about what you did this past season and having an opportunity to be the number one, I mean, ultimately, that's your goal, to be able to be a starter somewhere, wherever that might be. Would you rather stay home in the States, or would you opt to go somewhere else if it meant you'd be the number one?
I mean, it's all about where you're going to get the opportunity to play and see games. And in like places in Sweden and Denmark and... You know, there's such a good feeder system into the other bigger leagues, and you see so many guys play in those leagues for a few years, develop as a player, and then move on, because it's such a bigger market there that, you know, you get seen by a lot more clubs and a lot more teams.
37-32, Monmouth leads here at the half against Navy. Matt Harmon along with Eddie Iacopinti talking things over with former Monmouth star Brian Meredith. On the soccer field, Brian spent the last couple years with the Seattle Sounders, right now enjoying time maybe as a free agent. I would imagine you're still training pretty hard and waiting for that opportunity. But once you do get it, I think one of the interesting things is, you know, at your position at least as a goalkeeper, you know, you've had the opportunity with maybe to play and learn from one of the very best when you're in Seattle with Casey Keller. And you're still young. You know, you got a whole lot of time. And I think he's a great example as a keeper. I know it's a physically demanding spot, but not necessarily running up and down the field. You could have a really long career as a goalkeeper. And most keepers, you would probably say, maybe you disagree, they don't really mature in that position until maybe 30 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's a lot more of the game has to do with your mentality and reading the game rather than the physical part. So, you know, you see a lot of keepers not really maturing into their own until like their late 20s, early 30s. And you have, you know, easily a 10 more years to your career as a goalkeeper rather than as a field player, because it's not as physically demanding on your body.
A couple more quick ones before we let you go. How often do you still stay connected to what's going on here at Monmouth, either through the coaches or the players, some of which you played with while you were still here?
Yeah, so I try to keep up and look at scores every week, and if I can, if I'm out of the States or wherever I may be, my parents still come to the games every week, every home game. So they always keep me up to date on everything that's going on.
And how about playing in the MLS? Much of the talk, soccer-wise, at least in the United States here, has been where the MLS kind of ranks with other leagues outside of the area, you know, in England or in Italy or in Spain, where a lot of the high-level guys maybe go to. What's the future of Major League Soccer from you, a guy who's only been in it for a couple of years?
Yeah, so, you know, growing up, I've watched the league progress, and, I mean, I've seen it go from what it was when it first started, was something very small, and it's grown immensely in the past few years, even because of the teams like Seattle and Portland and Vancouver, who have came and brought such a big crowd and a big, you know, it's just something extremely big in those cities. And having that happen, I think it makes the other teams kind of see what we're doing or what they're doing and learn from that. and growth.
One thing I know about you, you're going to find yourself a good spot next year, whether it's Sweden or Denmark. Sweden, you got like a Swedish look. You got the blonde hair.
You got the blonde hair.
I'd love to see you play in the States and be able to continue to follow what's going on here. Appreciate you coming by. It's always great to see one of the best in Monmouth history come by and support even another program with the basketball team and the basketball arena here. Enjoy the holidays. Catch up with you pretty soon. Thanks for giving us a few minutes here tonight.
For sure. Anytime, you too.
That is Brian Meredith, former Monmouth goalkeeper, giving us a few minutes here at the half. MU leading Navy 37-32. Eddie Iacopinti rejoins you after this quick timeout. Let's make it a 60-second break with the Hawks up by five. You're listening to Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network.
Bike Blade and Ball and Howell, the Jersey Shore's premier cycling, running, skating, and sporting goods store, offering a huge selection of bikes and accessories at unbeatable prices from brands like Jamis, Raleigh, and Diamondback. They carry top-of-the-line running shoes from Asics and Brooks, plus they carry a great range of sporting goods, baseball, racquetball, football, hockey, volleyball, and more. Bring the family while you shop. Their indoor batting cage, arcade, basketball, and air hockey tables will keep everyone entertained. Bike Blade and Ball at the intersection of Route 9 South and Alexander and Howell, behind Amazing Savings. For hours and information, call 732-987-6267. Closed Saturday.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
I'd like to thank my broadcast partner, Matt Harmon, for directing our listening audience through halftime. Monmouth leading Navy 37-32 here at intermission, just about ready for the second half of action. And we're actually going to say goodbye to Matt, who the man does about a million things. And one of them is he's a professor here at the university. He's got a class tonight. So I'm going to welcome in the same gentleman who helped me broadcast the Coaches versus Cancer games down at Navy, Jared Weiss, one of my coworkers here at Monmouth. Very soon, for now, I'll be happy to guide you through the first couple of minutes here of the second half. It'll be Monmouth ball moving left to right with Jesse Steele, Steven Spinella, Dion Nesmith, Andrew Nicholas, and Ed Waite as we begin the action here for the second 20 minutes of basketball. Monmouth looking to win their fifth in a row and improved to 6-3 on the season. Steele basketball between the circles around a high ball screen. Into the right corner, Andrew Nicholas. Backdoor find to Ed Waite. He'll lay it in to push that MU lead to 7 points. Navy will come back with Dunbar Worth Smith. Thurgood win. Venturini as Dunbar drives. He is fouled, and it'll be two free throws coming for Tillman Dunbar, that third Navy player. Is my mistake. That was back to their starting lineup as Lupos out there with Brandon Venturini. So Dunbar will go to the line. Take a look at our out-of-town scoreboard at our first media timeout. As Dunbar hits the first free throw, and as I prefaced it earlier, it's my pleasure to bring in my broadcast partner here for the second half, the same gentleman you heard help me out in the Coaches versus Cancer games and Monmouth's road game at Ryder, Jared Weiss, one of my coworkers here in the department. And Jared will be guiding you through with me this second 20 minutes of basketball as the second free throw was missed. So Monmouth ball, 39-33. As Navy kicks one out of bounds here. It'll be Monmouth possession. The Hawks moving left to right. And Jared, good Wednesday evening to you. Thanks for giving me a couple of minutes of color analysis.
Oh, glad to be back on air. I guess I did a decent enough job if you invited me back.
Well, it's not. I don't make any of the decisions. I do all the talking. You know, Kevin Williams and those guys run the Shore Sports Network. Monmouth ball. They're up by six. Down low, Spinella. Nice move with the right hand, and he puts one in off the window to give MU a 41-33 lead. Spinella, first player into the game in double figures. He has 11. Dunbar, top of the key for Navy. Shooting into the Monmouth student section as the midshipmen move right to left. Right elbow, it's Wynn. Puts it on the floor. Picks up his dribble. Jumper Lupos. He'll kick it back out to Wynn. Drives. Nice little wraparound for Venturini, who misses the reverse layup. And the rebound pulled down by Ed Waite. MU now in transition. 4-on-3 if they hurry. Ed waits for everyone to join him. And we'll go to Nicholas. He'll pick up his dribble. Throw it into the left corner to Steven Spinella, who will slow things down. Go back to Jesse Steele between the circles.
Navy looks to be in a 2-3 zone. Very extended, too. High above the three-point arc.
Almost a matchup look with Dunbar guarding Steele. Jesse into the right corner. Spinella knocked out of bounds by Worth Smith. 8 on the shot clock. Monmouth will maintain possession, leading 41-33. Inbound to Steele. Around a high ball screen from Edway. Pull up for three straight away. In and out. And the rebound to Lupus.
Good luck for Jesse Steele. Straight on. Just rimmed out.
Navy loose down low. Worth Smith. Nice move to cut this Monmouth lead to six.
Smith able to find an open lane in transition. Was all alone for an easy layup.
41-35 the lead. While Monmouth has played well, they have yet to go on that signature run in this game to really separate from Navy after trailing early. Steele picks up his dribble in the left corner. And Coach Rice is going to call a timeout. It's a 30. It'll be taken full. We'll keep the action right here. 17:31 to go, second half. Monmouth 41, Navy 35. What we'll do now is get to these out-of-town scores that we unfortunately didn't get to do at halftime. And our out-of-town scoreboard is presented by Coca-Cola Zero. Coke Zero, enjoy everything. At halftime in Albany, St. Francis, New York, trails the Great Danes 35-26. In the second half, Quinnipiac 38, Colgate 31, 14:57 to go. Second half action, Holy Cross 53, Sacred Heart 38, 15:12 to go there. Yale and Bryant all tied at 42 in Smithfield, 15:28 to go, second half. And just underway in New Hampshire, Central Connecticut State trails UNH 13-6, 14:30 to go, first half there. Our out-of-town scores presented by Coke Zero. Enjoy everything. Jared Weiss, Eddie Acapinti with you. Phil Harding back in the studios engineering tonight's broadcast. And Jared, Monmouth in the first half struggled early. They ended up taking a 4 or 5 point lead for a lot of the middle part of the second half. Navy had a brief run, and it just seems as though the Hawks have yet to go on that run. Matt and I talked about it in the first half to really separate. Navy is who we thought they were, to quote Denny Green. They are a scrappy, hustling team that is not going to give up.
Yeah, Coach Nutellis does a really good job. He was at Penn State for a long time. Brought the Nittany Lions to a NIT bid, won the NIT, I forgot the year, then came back, believe made the NCAA tournament, and then decided to come to this Navy team and really has done a good job. They've already exceeded their wins from last year.
4-5 on the season. Monmouth ball here. Jesse Steele open for a corner three. Buries it to put MU on top by 9.
Good set play out of the timeout for Coach Rice. Didn't like what he was saying. He settled his team down. They got the open look, and Jesse knocks it down.
44-35, the Hawks lead. Venturini hits a cutting win. Over to Worth Smith in the right corner. Back to Dunbar, top of the key. 15 on the shot clock. Left-hand dribble to the left wing. Dunbar makes a crossover move on Steele. Gets into the lane. Now spins. Little righty jump hook is good. He got a friendly bounce.
Really extended the midshipman arc. Was able to get that open lane and an easy layup. A one-on-one kind of look.
Back the other way. MU turns it over. Steele tried to hit Spinella on the sideline. Threw it away. So the midshipmen get the ball back. Trailing 44-37. Dunbar to Venturini. Catch and shoot long, too strong. Spinella pulls down the rebound. He'll run it up court in a hurry. Over on the right wing to Nesmith. Baseline drive. His shot blocked by Worth Smith. He then pulls down the rebound. Dunbar ahead to win. Back the other way for Navy. He'll lay it in. 44-39 now the lead.
Kind of using the Hawks' skills of defense, turning the ball over, and then getting out in transition.
The MU hasn't been their traditional self scoring off of turnovers. They're doing okay, but not as well as they have. Spinella will try another three. This one way off to the left. Navy rebound. Down by 5. Midshipman on the run. Dunbar. Beautiful move around Spinella. He'll lay it in. 44-41 Monmouth lead. Tillman Dunbar. A little showtime.
Dunbar with a little in and out move, all with his right hand.
Nicholas answers off the window for Monmouth.
The Hawks needed that bucket just to kind of stop the run, get on the board again, and gain some confidence. Now they need a stop here before that 16-minute media timeout.
Whistle away from the ball. It'll be an offensive foul called on Navy. They're going to get Worth Smith for the foul. That gets us to the 16 timeout, like Jared mentioned. 15:38 to go, second half. Monmouth 46, Navy 41. We're out for 30 seconds here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
Blow past the gas station with a perfect pump fake in the 2013 Chevy Cruze Eco. With an EPA estimated 42 mile per gallon highway, pick a lane and drive with the best highway mileage of any gas engine in America. And since the best offense is a good defense, Cruze offers protection with important safety features like 10 standard airbags plus a high-strength steel safety cage for added confidence. Visit ChevyOffers.com for more Cruze Eco stats and like us on Facebook at Chevy Tri-State.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
Blow past the gas station in the new 2013 Chevy Cruze Eco. With an EPA estimated 42 miles per gallon on the highway, it's the perfect pump fake. Visit ChevyOffers.com for more stats and like them on Facebook at Chevy Tri-State. Alongside Jared Weiss, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Phil Harding back in the studios engineering. Monmouth 46, Navy 41. Jared, even when Monmouth goes on a little mini run, however, Navy does just enough to keep this still a couple of possession game.
Yeah, you know, I was doing my other duties as assigned here and in the ticket office a little bit.
I see what you did there.
But in the 4.5 minutes that I've seen, Dunbar looks like to be the guy that he's their go-to. He's a really good ball handler, likes to go right, and he's keeping them in this game.
Looks good thus far. Good-looking young player, the freshman from Woodbridge, Virginia, has 9. Christian White has come back in. There's a player, speaking of young guards, who gave Monmouth some really good minutes in that first half. He's taken out Jesse Steele. White runs the show. Marcus Ware back into the game as well. Has it top of the key. Nesmith on the left wing with 20 on the shot clock. Drives baseline. Finger roll is good, but wave it away. An offensive foul was drawn by Lupos for Navy.
Tough call there. I don't know. He was definitely outside the restricted cylinder, but he definitely was going down before any contact was made. Tough call, but turnover for the Hawks to go the other way.
Maybe good no call instead?
I don't know. There was no contact there until on the way down.
It looked as though the shot should have counted. He released the ball.
Yeah, the block charge is just as hard as the travel call, and each referee has their own zones to call, and that was his call, and that's what he saw.
Christian White sits down. Jesse Steele back in. Thurgood Wind spins and misses a shot. Marcus Ware pulls down the rebound, and he is fouled. Foul will go on for Navy. James Lupos. That'll give it back to the Hawks. Leading by 5, we've played just over 5 minutes in the second half. Christian White will come back in. Shuffling Steele and White. And what Coach Rice is doing now. Jesse hasn't looked comfortable tonight. He did hit a 3 here in the second half, but he doesn't look to be his usual dynamic self.
Well, we saw Christian White give the Hawks good minutes, especially in that win, that last win in Atlanta against Tennessee State. Knocked down a couple big threes and ran the floor really well.
And last game against Binghamton was very good as well. Marcus Ware rattles down a right corner jumper to put MU up 7. Marcus has 9.
4 of 7 from the floor for the forward.
Alexander for Navy goes to Wynn. Cut off baseline. Kicks it to the wing in Lupus. Now to Kendall Knorr, who's come back in. Hand off Dunbar. Flips it over to Wynn. Makes a nice move right around Nicholas. He loses it on the way up, but he's fouled. Looks as though Marcus Ware was the player that got him. If it is, it'll be Marcus's first. It is. So 2 free throws coming for Jordan. I'm sorry. Thurgood Wynn. And Navy has a lot of slasher, attack the basket kind of players, and I've been impressed with Dunbar and Wynn. They just seem to be very elusive with the basketball.
Yeah, and they do a really good job of extending the floor and spreading out and giving each other room to work. There's no real like high ball screens or anything. There's movement without pick and rolls or anything like that. So they do a really good job of expanding the floor, extending everybody, drawing the defense outside and let people go one-on-one, and those slashers can take advantage.
Wynn goes 2 of 2, 48-43, the Monmouth lead. He then fouls Christian White right at half court. That foul is Navy's 3rd, 2nd on Wynn for this game. 14-14 to go in this game. Monmouth ball, the Hawks moving left to right. Looking to win their 5th in a row and improved to 6-3 on the season. Navy back to the zone. Top of the key, Christian White. Keeps the dribble alive. Now goes on the right wing to Nicholas. Back to White. Nesmith dumps one down low to Spinella. Back to Nesmith. 3 from the left corner is missed. Loose ball. Batted around. I saw a foul somewhere down there. Navy will bring it now right to left. Dunbar in transition. Will go to Lupus. Long two on the way is too strong. And the rebound comes down to Wynn. He lays it in. Nice activity from Thurgood Wynn. And then stolen on the inbounds. Unforced error. Nor stole it. Gets it back. Triple. Short. Lupus. Now Nor has the rebound. He's fouled on the way up. And Navy just will not go away. Down 48-45. And Kendall Nor has two free throws.
They score. They get a turnover. They get an empty shot. And then there's no Monmouth Hawk underneath for a rebound. They get an open rebound, a cutter, and then they go to the line shooting two.
A little fired up sometimes.
I know you're aggravated, but there's still 13:27 left in the second half.
Nor hits the first free throw, cutting the Monmouth lead to two. Ed Waite, Gary Cox come back in. They take out Steven Spinella and Dion Nesmith. MU hasn't gotten the outside shooting going. They have hit six threes. It just seems as though when they need one, haven't gotten one yet, and Nor goes two of two. So this Monmouth lead, which was 7 a second ago, is now down to one, 48-47. Christian White will cross the timeline.
Jesse Steele sets the check back in.
Go over to Gary Cox. Gary, nice jump stop in the lane. Short shot missed. Tip rebound comes down to Tillman Dunbar. He's going to run it back the other way. Wait for a teammate. Worth Smith will pump it at two. He'll get into the lane. He'll lose it to Ed Waite. Ed will now lead a break back the other way. He'll hand off to Nicholas. Red picks up his dribble. Back down low to Ed Waite. Ed gets it to go off the window using the body.
Off a career high, doing his good job at doing what he does best and getting to the rim.
And back the other way, Thurgood Wynn will lay it in, count it, and a foul as they call Gary Cox for the foul. They'll have a chance for a three-point play, which can potentially tie this game at 50 if he makes it.
Gary Cox was set. But Dunbar is so good at slashing and getting to the other side of the rim to lay it in. And potential for a three-point play.
It looked as though Gary kind of let him go.
He was looking for a charge. He was able to get to the other side of the rim.
Wynn misses the free throw. And Cox pulls down the rebound. He'll run it up court in a hurry. Leave one for Marcus Ware. That's a terrible decision by Cox. Monmouth bailed out by the foul call on number one, Kendall Nor, as Cox gave it to Ware at the three-point line.
Yeah, he looked surprised that he was going to get that ball, and they definitely got bailed out by the foul there. And it looks like there's blood to Wynn.
Thurgood Wynn with some blood on the uniform. I believe he's got to come out. He's over at the Navy bench.
You got 5 seconds to tend to it.
Is that really the rule?
Yeah, I believe it's 5 seconds. It's almost like a...
It's been over five. I know you're sitting with like a five count. Oh, they're going to let Wynn stay in the game.
There you go. Your unofficial horn there.
Yeah, horn optional tonight, yeah. if you've noticed. That's why I've missed some subs.
So you got 5 seconds to tend to it, or you got to replace the player until the next tick off a clock that he becomes eligible again.
50-49. Thanks for the knowledge, by the way.
Like Mike Pereira.
You are. The NEC's Mike Pereira. 50-49, MU on top of Navy. Inbound to Nicholas. Gary Cox throws it into the left corner to Jesse Steele. Back to Cox. Triple from the wing. Way off. And Worth Smith saves it for Navy. The midshipman back the other way in a hurry. Wynn all the way to the basket. His layup gives Navy a 51-50 lead.
An unbelievable break by Navy. They put the ball on the floor once during that transition.
You move the ball quicker with the pass than the dribble. And the Navy midshipman showed it there. They lead Monmouth again by a point. Nicholas, backdoor find to Cox. Gary loses it. Lupus takes it away. Navy running it down court in a hurry now. Dunbar hands to Nor. Back to Dunbar. Back to Nor. Pumps it a three. Dribbles himself into the right corner. Goes to Wynn, top of the key. 18 on the shot clock. Crossover on Nicholas. Drives baseline. Knocks over Ed Waite. Traveling will be the call on Thurgood Wynn, and that gets us to the media timeout. 11:51 to go in the second half. Navy 51, Monmouth 50. We step out for 30 seconds here on the Shore Sports Network.
Turn off the TV and turn on your child's mind at Toys for Thought in Lakewood, America's largest specialty and educational toy store. Four floors of games, dolls, building toys, and thousands of other different items in stock. There's something for everyone from infant to adult. Their toys work on brain cells, not batteries. It's a dream resource center for teachers and therapists who always receive a 10% discount. Toys for Thought on 3rd Street in Lakewood, just between Cedar Bridge, Clifton Avenue, and Route 9. Closed Saturdays. For hours and information, call 732-363-4009.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
University Subs has been a neighborhood favorite for years up here at Monmouth. Located on the corner of Larchwood Avenue and Wall Street, U Subs offers free delivery to the MU dorms. All students receive 10% off of their total order, courtesy of our friends at U Subs. MyUSubs.com. Along with Jared Weiss, I'm Eddie Acapinti. Phil Harding, that's who I am. Phil Harding back in the studios engineering tonight's broadcast. Jared, Monmouth just had a 7-point lead of 48 to 41. Huge run for the Naval Academy. Has now given them a 1-point lead, 51-50, and they have been relentless attacking the basket.
Yeah, they're doing a really good job getting to the rim, but they're also doing a really good job forcing Monmouth turnovers or bad shots and getting out in transition and getting to the line and getting to the rim for easy buckets. They've had a lot of open shots and a lot of second chance opportunities with Monmouth not being able to set down in their defensive rotation.
Jesse Steele will bring it up for the Hawks. He's joined on the court by Khalil Brown, Deion Nesmith, Ed Waite, and Andrew Nicholas. Hawks down by one. Brown top of the key. We'll go to Nesmith left wing. Nicholas open, catch and shoot for three. Big shot for Red to give MU a 53-51 lead.
Eddie, you were looking for that big three-pointer, and I think you just got one.
Hawks lead by two. Good call, Jared. Lupus down low. He will lay it in with a left hand to tie this game back up at 53.
For only 8 minutes that I've seen, Navy has an answer for everything.
Nicholas is going to try another three. This one from the wing. An air ball, a bit of a heat check. And it goes out of bounds over to the midshipman. We're all tied at 53 with 11:08 to go. Just when you think Monmouth hits the three, maybe get a stop and a score. That's credit to Navy. It's a much different team than MU saw last season. Dunbar drives in the lane, changing direction. Lefty shot is missed. Worth Smith lays it in to put Navy back in front by two.
You saw the Dunbar, I'm sorry, go up with a left hand. It looked very uncomfortable. That's why he missed it so bad.
Yeah, but Smith was all over it. Ed Waite skips one to Nesmith. His three is too strong. Dunbar with the rebound. He wants to go with it. He's going to look to go all the way. Beautiful bounce pass lead to Wynn. He lays it in and a foul. What a shot by Thurgood Wynn. And this Navy team off and running for a 4-point lead.
What an unbelievable roll he got. Draws the contact. It seemed like it hung on the rim for 3 seconds and then fell.
What body control from Wynn to absorb the contact and lay it in.
And that all spurs from Dunbar getting the rebound, looking to push the floor, and feeding Smith with a great bounce pass.
Wynn, the game's high scorer. He now has 19 after that free throw. Navy now leads by 5 at 58-53. MU now in need of an answer.
Back in that zone, the midshipmen go.
Nicholas skips it over to Nesmith in the corner. Jesse Steele, he's got to get it going. Just 3 points tonight. Around a ball screen from Khalil Brown. Over to Nesmith. He'll go back to Steele. Jesse, three from the right wing, way off to the left. Ed Waite offensive rebound, and he is fouled. That foul is going to go on Worth Smith, and that is the fifth team foul on Navy.
Three straight possessions, the Hawks resulted in three-point shots. Might not be the best decision, but if it doesn't work, I think the coaching staff likes it. If you miss three shots, go inside, get a layup, get a bucket, get something going.
Well, I think Coach Rice is going to take your advice because he puts Marcus Ware back in. He's been MU's best scoring option, especially on the low post in this game. Nesmith on the right wing, top of the key, Nicholas. He'll put it on the floor and drive. Lefty shot missed off the backboard. Offensive foul on Red. Lupus, the one that stepped in to draw it. That's Monmouth's seventh team foul, the third on Nicholas.
this is a big possession for the Hawks. They can't let this lead go to seven, maybe eight.
Dunbar will help cross the timeline. I mean, you got a hand on a basketball, but it ends up to Worth Smith. The Hawks trying to come up with a turnover. Lupus knocked down Ed Waite. Now Worth Smith down low. He's fouled on the way to the basket. Two free throws coming for Smith as Lupus, the player that knocked Waite over, passed it over to Smith for the attempt. I'll tell you, this Navy team, they're sharp, they share the ball well, and they're being very aggressive.
Yeah, and they're taking care of the ball. The Hawks have forced 20 turnovers in a lot of their games, almost all, but I believe one against Notre Dame where they forced 18. They only have 12 turnovers, I believe, the midshipmen have.
Smith hits the first free throw. That'll get Spinella back into the game for Andrew Nicholas.
That was a stat we continued to look at when we were in Atlanta, and even Ryder when they made that 15-point, they cleared that 15-point deficit in the second half to tie. And then I heard you and Matt talking about it against Binghamton. Monmouth likes to score off turnovers, but if they're not turning the ball over, you can't rely on that.
That's a good point. As Wynn goes one of two, it's now 59-53 Navy. And here another turnover. Kendall Knorr, 2-on-1 with Tillman Dunbar. Dunbar stop and go and lays it in. Navy now on top by eight. Spinella ahead of the pack. Drives right baseline. It ends up to Steele. Left corner triple is missed. Ball goes out of bounds. They say off of Monmouth. And it'll go back to Navy.
Another three-point shot attempt that the Hawks are throwing up.
Well, if Monmouth needs to figure it out, Venturini comes in for Wynn. Good if you're a Monmouth fan, because he's had a heck of a second half. Navy leads 61-53, 9:10 to go. And Jared, if for no other reason, I don't like interviewing an angry King Rice after the game. Monmouth needs to come back in this game. He's going to be angry either way.
I think I learned my lesson after Ryder, too.
I don't want to. Under 9 to go. Navy ball, Venturini. Over to Worth Smith. Back top of the key. Venturini with 16 on the clock. They go back to Dunbar. Gets the high ball screen from Lupus. Dribble still alive with a left hand into the lane. Flips it to Venturini. Pumps it a three. That goes down low to Lupus. Reverse layup is good. Navy on top by 10.
Good find underneath for an easy under the basket layup.
8:30 and counting. Monmouth down 63-53. Their largest deficit of the game. Got to figure out, they're going to get some offense here. Steele pumps it a three. Pull up two just inside the arc is no good. And Lupus pulls down the rebound and he's fouled. If it's Ware and it is, it's his second. Monmouth's eighth. Jared, MU just not in sync at all offensively.
It's a shame because the Jesse Steele shooting woes continue.
Jalen Palm, Tyrone O'Garo check in for Monmouth. They take out Jesse Steele and Ed Waite, and unfortunately, Jesse just can't buy a basket tonight. James Lupos at the line. 1-1 for him. Will Kelly also in for Navy. Had a really good first half and limited action. So 1-1 for Lupus. Misses it off to the right. Ware pulls down the rebound for MU, who trails by 10. Offensive foul on Tyrone O'Garo. Monmouth's 10th foul here in the second half. He discarded, I believe it was number zero. That was Kelly. Oh, this is getting ridiculous.
I don't even know if I have anything to say to make you feel better.
Wyatt back in to run point for Navy. Normally Monmouth is a team that draws all the offensive fouls. Not as much fun on the other side. Nor to Venturini. Jumper just inside the arc is short. Marcus Ware with the rebound. Now Jalen Palm wants to go with it. Navy back on defense. Palm cut off by a bunch of midshipmen. Garrow goes back to Palm. Under 8 minutes to go in this game. Nesmith will drive. Kick it out to Palm. He'll now get into the lane. Cut off. Keeps the dribble alive. Over to Nesmith. They go back to Palm. 15 on the clock. Good defense from Navy. Nesmith down low to O'Garo. Loses it. Barely gets it back out to Palm. 6 on the shot clock. Over to Nesmith. Down low, Marcus Ware. Turnaround shot is no good, but he's fouled and bailed out. by James Lupus. That'll get us to the under 8 media timeout. Marcus Ware has two free throws coming after this 30-second timeout. 7:27 to go. Navy leads Monmouth by 10 here on your home for the Hawks, the Shore Sports Network.
I'm sitting at midcourt, and the last time around, the wave took out half of my Coke, and it's coming again. We, the fans, must stop this wave and protect our Coke. It's still coming. Cheerleaders, fire the t-shirt guns. Buzzer guy, distract them with buzzing. Wolf, howl. Hold on! Looks like we did it. Nice job, everybody.
Coca-Cola, open happiness.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com.
For all things Jersey Shore, subscribe to the Asbury Park Press at 1-800-822-9779 or visit app.com/subscribe. The Asbury Park Press, your news any way you want it, wherever you are. Also visit app.com for more information how to subscribe to the Asbury Park Press. Take a quick, Jared, look around the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Coke Zero. Albany leads St. Francis, New York, 57-52 in the second half. Quinnipiac on top of Colgate by 13, 5 minutes to go, second half. Holy Cross, 70, Sacred Heart, 65, 4 minutes to go. Yale, 62, Bryant, 63, 47 to go there. And almost halftime in New Hampshire, I believe they're the Wildcats, lead Central Connecticut State, 33-32. They are.
You would be the one to know.
I don't get those wrong.
How about Bryant's win against BC?
Bryant's a surprise team in the league right now. Marcus Ware at the foul line. A couple of shots for Marcus, who tonight is 9 points, 7 rebounds. 17 minutes of action. His first free throw is good. MU shooting just 38% here in the second half, while Navy, Jared, shooting a blistering 63%.
Yeah, but if you take a look, 10 of those 18 shots are three-pointers, and they've only hit two. So if you rely on those three-point shots and you don't get the turnovers, which the Hawks are so good at, one of the nation's leaders, you're not gonna generate your offense the way you think you will.
Marcus Ware hits them both at the foul line. The Hawks down by 8. How about Navy outscoring MU in the paint, 40-22?
Wow.
Foul away from the ball. Deion Nesmith will get called for his second. And because MU has over 10 team fouls, Navy will be shooting two free throws the rest of the way. Tough to come back when you're fouling someone and giving them two free throws.
You know, to add in points in the paint, 40-22. Fast break points, Navy 21, Monmouth 2.
What? Wow. Good one.
Not really.
Well, no, I mean, good stat. Not good if you're a Monmouth fan. Dunbar hits the first free throw. ...64-55, the midshipman lead. Dunbar misses the second one. O'Garo, strong rebound. Jalen Palm head up in transition. Navy back now into that zone defense. Nearing the 7 minute mark. The Hawks trail by 9. They just need that one run to get back in this game.
And to get the crowd involved.
Good point. Almost 2,000 here tonight at the MAC. O'Garo to Spinella. Drives baseline. Hop stop in the lane. Shot missed, but he's fouled. Good aggressive take from Steven Spinella. You know what? I spoke to someone at halftime who knows the program well. Spinella, who has 11, was the topic of conversation, and we said it. He's just a calming influence. He's been through some SEC battles, obviously the sister conference of the NEC, and a player who just seems to know the situation. Okay, the outside shot's not falling. Let me get to the basket, and he hits the first free throw.
Yeah, great job, man. And I think he's really kind of grown with this team as the Hawks continue to grow. You know, he comes in the middle, or in the offseason, he gains that eligibility. Great job by the Monmouth compliance staff. And then he's able to fit in with this team right away.
That's a great point. He hits two free throws. He started some games. He's come off the bench a little. And his free throws make this a 64-57 game. O'Garo wiped out by a screen. Frees up Knorr for 3. And he buries it. Navy back on top by 10.
Every time the Hawks try to gain a little momentum, Navy has an answer.
And the story of the game, especially here in the second half. Jalen Palm, top of the key. That's Marcus Ware at the elbow. Short shot, missed. Rebound, batted around. Loose ball goes off of Deion, and it will go back over to Navy. A little bit of, I believe, some disagreement from the Monmouth coaching staff and fan section as Ed Waite comes back in.
King Rice had a great view of that, and he's not letting the official think he got off the hook on that one.
Hawks trail by 10. 6 minutes to go.
Full court pressure by Monmouth.
Win back into the game. We'll slowly bring it up, and Coach Rice has been teed up. Our officials tonight have had enough of King Rice, and he just got a tee. It'll be Kendall Knorr at the foul line. Our officials tonight, Brian Dorsey, Steve Rupenthal, and Scott Rosenbaum. I believe Rupenthal was the guy who teed up Coach Rice. As that first free throw is good for Knorr, making it an 11-point Navy lead. His second one makes it a 12-point midshipman advantage.
You know, I don't think I mind that much. When you get a technical, it just proves to your team that you care and you're arguing with the ref on their behalf, and now he wants a response. He took that technical, and now he wants a response. So a big defensive stop here, and the Hawks could go on a run.
Well, they're down by 12. There's 6:10 to go in the second half. I agree with you. I like when coaches stand up for their team. We'll see if the team gets that hint now. Dunbar drives on Nesmith. His shot is missed, but Dion fouled him. The third foul on Nesmith. And Toman Dunbar, who is one of four midshipman players in double figures, will go to the foul line. The Hawks have just not been able to stay in front of him all game.
It's unbelievable. He's just a freshman.
He's a good-looking player. No Navy player averages in double figures, by the way.
5'10", 1.53 from, where's that, Woodbridge, Virginia.
Northern Virginia.
And he can really get to the basket and use his body and draw fouls and get to the line.
Well, him and Wynn are going to be a problem for teams in the Patriot League. As Dunbar hits them both, and I am shocked to say what I'm about to say, but Navy leads Monmouth 71-57 with exactly 6 minutes to go in the second half. Nicholas back into the game. Coach Rice still chirping, by the way. I know if he gets two, he's out of here. Ed Waite, left elbow, spins into the lane. Finger roll is good, wave it away. It's another offensive foul to be called on Monmouth. And, a little ridiculous. The player, I mean, unless he was just outside the restricted area, I don't know how much this is going to happen. You can hear what the crowd thinks. Thurgood Wynn will break the timeline and run it up floor. MU trapping all over the place. Wynn takes a timeout right in front of Navy's bench. 30-second timeout with 5:38 to go here in this second half. Jared, Monmouth trail 71-57.
Coach Rice still talking with the official. He just wants to understand, you know, what's the block, what's the charge, you know, how are we going to call this game? It's obviously the Hawks have more than 10 fouls this half. It's 10-7 on the scoreboard. But this is good for the team to see. You know, Coach Ferry and Derek Kelce are in the huddle right now. Coach Callahan, Brian Reese, and Coach Rice are all talking to the official. They want to know, you know, where is the line drawn here? They want to understand. That way they can coach their team appropriately.
5:38 to go, second half. Monmouth trails Navy by 14. Well, now if they win, it would be a tremendous comeback win. And, Jared, something you pointed out off the air, Navy has done a tremendous job taking care of the basketball.
Yeah, you know, we noticed it, and it was a trend. Ryder causing turnovers. In the Atlanta trip, causing turnovers. Binghamton scored almost 30 points, I believe, off turnovers. Navy's had 12 turnovers for a majority of the second half.
Win to inbound, tough spot right in front of his bench on an angle. Throws it all the way into the backcourt to Tillman Dunbar. Dunbar will cross the timeline with 5:30 to go in this game. Left hand dribble, Nesmith all over him. High ball screen from Lupus, double teamed. They go over to Worth Smith, right back to Dunbar, 9 on the shot clock. Right-hand dribble into the lane. Gets around Nesmith. His layup is good. It's been all half. Dunbar's got 16. It's 73-57, Davey. And Coach Rice will take a timeout as now this game, Jared, dare I say, is starting to get away from the Hawks. Full timeout from King Rice. We'll step out for 30 seconds. 73-57, 5:12 to go, second half. 30-second timeout here on the Shore Sports Network.
Follow Hawks basketball all season long on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
The Sonic Drive-In and Sonic of Tinton Falls is now open just minutes away from Monmouth's campus in nearby Tinton Falls, open until midnight. The Tinton Falls Sonic is located right off of Route 35 in the A&P Shopping Center. We thank them for their continued support of MU Athletics on the Shore Sports Network. Navy leads Monmouth 73-57 here on Wednesday night at the MAC alongside Jared Weiss. I'm Eddie Acapinti, and Jared, I'm going to blame you, because when Matt was doing the game in the first half, the Hawks had a lead. What did you do?
I was going to try to fly under the radar here, because when we lost the Rider game and then we lost to Georgia State, Matt Harmon was giving me a hard time.
He was all over you on the Twitter.
And then, you know, I come in, we have a lead, and it completely went downhill since I grabbed the headset.
You're minus 21.
Oh,
I just want you to know that. Ed Waite, down low for Monmouth. Wild miss at a shot. Navy pulls down the rebound. Under 5 minutes to go. The midshipmen lead 73-57.
I guess I won't be welcome back.
You're always welcome back. I'm just spreading this Coach Rice interview.
I'm running away.
Hopefully the Hawks can figure it out in this final four in change. Win being guarded by Ed Waite. Gets around him. Ends up the loop as top of the key. Now Dunbar. He has been the man in the second half for Navy.
They've done a really good job of getting the shot clock low at this point in the game.
Knorr open for three in the corner. Missed it short. Rebound comes down to Nicholas. MU needs to, if they're going to start a comeback, right now it needs to happen. Jesse Steele over to Deion Nesmith. Down low they go Marcus Ware. Marcus, layup good on the reverse side. 4:08 to go second half. The lead now 14. This needs to be either possession where Monmouth gets a stop, forces a turnover.
I don't like this. I don't mind this move. Max DeLeo ready to check in. He's always been like a little spark plug for this Monmouth team and for this Monmouth fan base.
Yeah, four new Hawks ready to check in next whistle. The under four timeout coming. Next break, Dunbar. Good again off the window. He took the shot clock all the way down, and he now has 18.
There's no answer. There's nothing to say. He gets to the rim. He's very primarily right-handed, so he goes all right. And
Jesse Steele. Jesse Steele will be called for a travel right in front of MU's bench.
I'm sorry to finish my point. He just gets to the rim. He takes control of this team, and he's running a really good show right now.
Jared, we're going to take a 30-second timeout. 75-59. Navy leads Monmouth. 3:31 to go here in the second half. 30-second break here on the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and ShoreSportsNetwork.com.
We'd like to thank our friends at our local Tri-State Chevy dealer for their continued support of Monmouth Athletics on the Shore Sports Network. See your local Chevy dealer or visit ChevyOffers.com. Monmouth trails Navy 75-59, 3:31 to go in the second half. Jared, it's pretty simple here. Monmouth's either going to have a tremendous comeback in the last 3:30, or they're going to go into a brutal three-game stretch against Syracuse, Maryland, and Villanova on a losing note.
Yeah, they really need to just, you know, win this next 3 minutes and 30 seconds. They just need to gain that confidence back. They're still a young team. Just gain that confidence back. You know, get it close, and the Hawks can pull this away. They were down 15 against Rider, and we saw an unbelievable comeback.
New Hawks on the floor. Jalen Palm, Nicholas DeLeo, Khalil Brown, and Steven Spinella. Palm is guarding Dunbar. Good move by Coach Rice. Venturini back onto the floor for Navy. Has it on the left wing. Back to Dunbar, top of the key. Palm is right on top of him.
7 seconds left, shot clock.
Dunbar into the lane. Kicks it out. Lupus puts it on the floor. Forces a wild shot. It's an air ball. And that'll be a shot clock violation. I think the horn normally goes off for that. There's also 33 seconds on the shot clock. That should be reset.
Shot clock.
They missed it. These officials, that's just terrible. You got to see that. Well, there's now 25 on the shot clock because MU started this possession with 33. Nicholas down low is fouled. He'll have two free throws. Inexcusable mistake by the old table crew.
That's his fifth personal foul.
Got a foul here on Lupus, and that'll be the fifth foul on Navy's James Lupus. So he's out as Nicholas has a couple of free throws coming.
Direction number 13, Andrew Nicholas at the line.
They changed that foul.
No, it's Lupus's fifth foul. He's got to come out of the game.
No, they changed it to number 13.
Nope, there he goes.
Oh, there we go.
I'm not going to lie to you. The problem is that it's been a battle over there tonight.
I got confused, too.
There's been boards all the time.
I thought they were changing fouls.
I think we need to have a house meeting.
We're all confused.
Gets number zero, Will Kelly, back into the game. Nicholas hits them both. Pressure here. DeLeo's going to guard Dunbar now. 2:32 to go. Dunbar, right-hand dribble. Down low, Venturini. He'll dribble back out and out of the wing. They go back top of the key to Dunbar. 15 on the shot clock. 2:22 to go here in this game. Monmouth down by 14. Venturini around a screen. Circle. Top of the key. Goes down low. Dunked with two hands by Will Kelly. That may be the exclamation point on this game.
Yeah, that was a statement dunk.
DeLeo over to Spinella in the left corner. We'll go to Khalil Brown, left wing. DeLeo pumps it a three. 2 minutes remaining. Nicholas double-teamed. Palm gets into the lane. Floater inside the foul line is good off the window. Minute and 45 to go. And dare I say, didn't even seem real until about a second ago.
It still doesn't seem real.
I know. Navy's going to come in and blow Monmouth out. Dunbar leaves one for Hill again. He'll lay it in again as Will Kelly... 79-63 with 90 seconds left in this game. Jared, Monmouth's four-game winning streak is going to not only fall, but as Spinella is fouled, fall really quickly. And Coach Rice has been ejected. King Rice has picked up his second technical, and he just got it and walked right off the floor. And he's saying something to the security guys as he walks off. It's the first time I've ever seen a coach ejection. My time here at Monmouth University.
Me too. You just got the sense that something might happen like that because he kept on giving it to the official. He got that technical foul. Team didn't respond. He kept on giving it. There was a few questionable calls in between. And it got to the point with a minute 25 left. The officials had enough. They didn't want to hear him anymore. And Coach Rice gets an early visit to the locker room.
The early gate. Needless to say, I don't know what happens to the post-game interview now.
I think you got bailed out.
Fair. Kendall Knorr hits the free throw. You know what? This is going to probably come across extremely, I don't know. I don't mind him getting thrown out, these officials needed to hear that. Obviously, the game is, it's 50-50, it's close. But I think Coach Rice did not like the shake that his team was getting tonight. And you don't condone any getting technicals. But you know what? I kind of like that he got it.
You know what? I don't mind the first one. You got to send a statement to your team as the officials go over, try to work out something with the book or the clock or
who knows at this point.
They're struggling. But you go back and forth, you get that one technical, you make a statement. To get that second one, you really must say something that just sets the officials off.
Well, but you and I noticed that he didn't necessarily like stop. He kind of kept it going, and I know, obviously.
He kept it going, and I hate to say, maybe the other coaches might have said something. You don't know if it was directly towards King Rice,
right?
But he takes responsibility for the full bench. You know.
Well, now Coach Callahan will assume the head coach position. Spinella hits a free throw. Monmouth trails 81-64, and I'm pretty sure, you know, he's not going to come back out.
It might not be good for Coach Callahan because he's still continuing to talk to the officials.
I didn't want to think about what might happen if he gets teed up in a staff meeting tomorrow.
I think we're both going to be late.
The second free throw by Spinella was missed. Monmouth's going to play the string out of the final minute 15. Navy's going to beat the Hawks. MU in this game is going to fall to 5-4, while Navy will even up their record overall at 5-5. And everything aside, is Kevin Alter, the Rumson player, into the game. Everything aside, full credit goes to Navy. They won this game tonight, no questions asked. Why not? The game will probably end that way as Dunbar gets 20 points going to the basket. Navy up by 19.
Yeah, and Dunbar was the real reason that he led this team to a second half comeback. He's got 20 points. Majority of them have been right-handed layups.
Yeah,
he got to the rim.
Right.
And when he got to the rim, if he didn't have a wide-open layup or a tough layup high off the glass, he got to the line and knocked down free throws.
Steven Spinella fouled here by Alter. We like to be, you know, you got to be fair. Obviously, we are the Monmouth broadcast crew. But it did seem as though the shake of the whistles did go one way tonight. And obviously, Coach Reitz will be the first person to admit, even though he got thrown, the players win games. The calls don't. But you know what? He made a statement tonight because it was poorly, I think, controlled. Everything from the shoddy work with the clock to that, not sharp tonight. Spinella hits a couple of free throws.
And you know what? Credit Ed DeCellis. He didn't have an easy task taking this Navy job. Struggled through last year. And he's really done a good job with this team. A young team. Scrappy players that get to the rim and do a good job and run the floor and run the game and clock manage it really, really well.
Well, there's a 18-second differential between the game and the shot clock as Navy has it here, up 83-66. Wyatt will leave for Alter. He'll try a three. He'll miss it short. But the layup is good by Will Kelly, 85-66 now.
You know, back to the drawing board for the Hawks. They had a good four-game winning streak, the first under Coach Rice. And now they have an opportunity to go up to the Carrier Dome, play Syracuse, which would be a good experience, a good learning experience for this young Hawk team.
Well, they're not going in with any kind of momentum, as Navy will defeat Monmouth 85-66 here at the MAC. Monmouth's four-game losing streak is history. The Naval Midshipmen, however, will start their own winning streak as they even up their record to 5-5. The Hawks, Jared, fall to 5-4. We'll get final game statistics. And I don't think we'll get that Coach Rice interview tonight. I kind of hope he doesn't come out for his own sake. You don't want him to be too emotional. We'll do that after a couple of minute timeout. Monmouth falls to the Midshipmen, 85-66. The Hawks, four-game winning streak over. They're 5-4 heading into Syracuse on Saturday. Two-minute timeout here on your home for MU basketball, the Shore Sports Network.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and shoresportsnetwork.com.
We welcome you back to the MAC here on campus at Monmouth University. Disappointing effort tonight for the Hawks, falling to Navy 85-66. MU's four-game losing streak is over. The Hawks are now 5-4. They'll have to look to start a new winning streak, and they'll do so their next time out. And it's our upcoming game presented by Coach USA. Coach USA, driven with pride. The next game for Monmouth and the next game of Hawks basketball on the Shore Sports Network is Saturday night when MU visits the number 4 team in the country, the Syracuse University Orange, at the Carrier Dome. Tip-off for that game is set for 7 p.m. Myself and Steve Bazzaz will be on the call for that one.
Fresh blood.
As unfortunately, the Hawks, Jared, unable to get the victory tonight against Navy. And I do have this to say before we look at final game statistics. If any coach and any staff knows how to rebound from this after the start they had a season ago and what this program has been through, if anyone can look at this game, take positives from, unfortunately, a big negative, it is King Rice and company. And, yeah, he's fired up right now. He got thrown out of this game after two tees, but he is going to have his team prepared. They're going to be ready to play Syracuse, and I'll tell you what, tomorrow's practice is going to be intense.
Oh, absolutely, and I don't think I can add anything to that. You know, we learned from Coach Rice. His work ethic is unbelievable, and he'll take full responsibility for this game. He won't blame any of his players. He will get to work tomorrow, and we have a game on Saturday. So we'll be ready to go, and his team will be the best prepared they can be for the Orange, and they'll give it a good go.
Take one last look at statistics before we sign off for our final time. Again, Monmouth falling to Navy 85-66. The Hawks put three players in double figures, led by Steven Spinella, 16. Andrew Nicholas adds 15, 13 points for Marcus Ware. The Hawks shoot 42% from the floor. They hit 7 of 25 from three. They are outscored by Navy in the paint, Jared, 52-26. And 21-2 on the fast break. Monmouth needed to speed Navy up. It turned out being the midshipmen that wanted to get up and run. Five Navy players scoring double figures, led by Tillman Dunbars, 20, 19 for Thurgood Wynn, 14 for Kendall Knorr, 11 for Worth Smith, and 10 for Will Kelly. As Coach Rice is going to join us here post-game, one of the things that we were going to look at, Jared, just 12 turnovers for Navy. Coach Rice, we're happy to grab you for a couple of minutes here post-game. Unfortunately, disappointing effort tonight, dropping that four-game winning streak.
Sometimes these types of games happen. I think all of us were reading our press clippings a little bit too much, staff included. And when you do that, a team can come in and embarrass you, and that's what happened tonight.
Now, Coach, how different is this Navy team? You got your first win here at Monmouth against them a year ago, and Coach DeCellis in his second season, he brought a very different-looking team up here to West Long Branch tonight.
They're a lot better. They're very, very improved. They just outplayed us. We didn't come ready. That's my fault. Our kids, we've been, everybody's telling us we're great because we won four games in a row. I'm trying to tell them we're not great, but we learned tonight that we're not great. And we got a long way to go. And when you start thinking you're great, only bad things are going to happen. And that's what happened tonight.
Well, Coach, you've obviously been a part of the game of basketball for a long time as a standout player, as an assistant, and now a head coach. The challenge last season was getting that first win, getting over the hump. How different is it now? Because your team won four in a row, playing well. And I know that, I guess it's never easy being the head coach, because last year you're trying to win the first one. And now, how do you combat this and move forward to a pretty brutal three-game stretch?
It doesn't matter. You take it one game at a time. Today we got swapped up by a Navy team. They were better than us, and that's what happens. And I did not have our kids ready to go today. That is my fault. I'll take the blame for that. Won't happen again.
Well, Coach, Jared and I just said on the post game, if any coach and any staff is going to take this and turn it into a learning lesson and improve from it, we know it's you and the rest of the staff. We thank you for joining us post game, and good luck against Syracuse Saturday.
All right. Thank you, guys.
That's Monmouth University head basketball coach King Rice. Very happy to get Coach Rice for a couple of minutes here in the post game. Jared, let's give our final sign-off again. Monmouth falls the Navy 85-66. Happy to get him out here for a couple of minutes. And you know, Coach Rice said it the best. Navy won this game tonight, and now it's kind of, you don't want to say back to the drawing board, because MU is obviously doing things well this season. They're 5-4, but definitely a wake-up call for them with NEC play looming in about a month.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. And before Coach Rice, an unexpected visit from Coach Rice, we said it, and he took full responsibility. He said he wasn't ready. He didn't have his team prepared for an improved Navy team, and they came in, and not to use his quote, but they embarrassed the Hawks, so he'll go. And he'll get better. They'll learn from this. It's a good wake-up call, and there's only room to grow.
Well, we will say our final good night here from courtside at the MAC. I'd like to thank my two broadcast partners tonight, Matt Harmon and Jared Weiss. Jared, thank you very much for helping me out in the second half this evening. It's very much appreciated, and hopefully get you on another broadcast this season.
Looking forward to it, Eddie. Hopefully a win this time.
Well, I'm going to hold you to it.
Okay. I promise.
We would not only like to thank Coach King Rice for joining us here postgame, and again for my broadcast partners tonight, Matt Harmon and Jared Weiss, and Phil Harding back in the studios of WOBM AM 1160 Engineering tonight's broadcast. I am Eddie Acapinti saying good evening from the MAC. Monmouth falls the Navy 85-66. The next broadcast of Monmouth Basketball on the Shore Sports Network is Saturday night at the number 4 ranked team in the country, the Syracuse University Orange. And that will be at 6:45 pregame show. We'd like to thank you for listening to Monmouth Basketball tonight. We'll get you on Saturday. Have a good night, everyone.
You've been listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310, and shoresportsnetwork.com. The Monmouth University Athletic Department would like to thank the following sponsors who made this broadcast possible. Coke Zero, basketball-related chest bumps, high fives, and trash talk. Brought to you by Coke Zero. Every day, enjoy. The NJEA, making public schools great for every child. First Atlantic Federal Credit Union, Barnabas Health, Sonic, America's Drive-In, and the Asbury Park Press. This is the Monmouth Hawks Radio Network, a production of the Monmouth University Department of Athletics.